At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Would help if I unmuted my microphone. It's a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Those sorts of little technical glitches that have become such an endearing part of our show might not be as readily available moving forward. I don't know.
I might have coached you Ryan Kennedy there for a minute. What? Have a whole Zoom call about your lawyer and have it on mute
have
for
the mic
first
mute.
8 months. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Welcome into Cabali and Mac. I mentioned the technical glitches that hopefully won't be nearly as often. We'll still have some here and there because that's just the way of Kaboomski and I. But there is a major announcement regarding the future of the program going into 2026 that we will share with you.
Yeah, when were you going to let me know about this?
Before the end of the show.
No.
Before the end of the show, we will share the details with
everyone.
Sure, I'm
going to share it with me first.
You know, you were there. You were in the meeting.
Oh, okay.
You were in the room where it happens. What do you think the crossover is between people that listen to our show or watch our show and people that have seen the musical Hamilton? Would you say, like, those are two completely separate circles on a Venn diagram?
Well, I'll put it this way. I don't even know what you're talking about. So
you don't know. You've never heard of the. Hold on. You've never heard
I've
of the musical.
Heard
Hamilton.
Of it, but there ain't no way in the world am I going to watch this or see this.
I hate musicals. I detest musicals. It is the one musical I actually like. Anyway, there's a song called "In the Room Where It Happened," and that's what I was referring to because you were in the room where it happened yesterday.
Okay,
we were both in the room. Where it happened.
Yeah, Mac is drunk, I think, just like the comments said. That's what the comments say.
It is, I mean, I guess it is afternoon, and it is probably 5 o'clock somewhere. And it's that sort of weird time between Christmas and New Year's where no one really knows what day it is. The only way I knew what day it was because Mike Tomlin had a press conference, so it must be a Tuesday. And we appreciate you, Scott. Glad you got the 412 gear that we sent to you. Too small for him, but his wife loves it. Perfect Christmas gift. Look at that. We have been watching for 16 weeks and there's been nothing. Casey's referring to Mike Tomlin in his, one of his favorite phrases, keep watching. See, Jessica, she watched Hamilton. She said it was worth it. We have people in the audience. There's a few that know what Hamilton is and have actually seen it. Anyway.
There's a difference between hearing about and actually watching it.
I'd tell you to give it a chance. You won't give it a chance in the first place. Even if you did, you'd stop after 5 minutes. I just know it's not your stuff.
Yep.
And thanks to Carol as well. Well, thanks to Shop 412 for hooking us up with a bunch of gear for the 412 days of Christmas that we got out to folks.
I think Carol, the helmet was the Will Howard one, right?
The Will Howard helmet. That's right. Yeah. That was our good friends at First and Goal who have some other stuff to hook us up with in the new year. Which
the grandson liked it, huh?
Little, yeah. Who doesn't like a Will Hard gear?
Nice grandma birth Christmas present, huh?
Yeah. She won Christmas, I'm sure, with the autographed Will Hard helmet. Yeah, the only way I knew what day it was because there was a Mike Tomlin press conference. We'll get into other Tomlin-related things, and obviously Steelers-Ravens, and somebody's not going to the Hall of Fame again this year, which will have Mark very upset. We'll get into all of that. And our major announcement, all in today's show, but let's start with the Mike Tomlin press conference, Kaboom. Any initial reaction? I know you say that what he says during these things is usually 90% lies and 10% useless or something like that. But what I took away from it was they recognize that whether Lamar is in there or not, or at least this is Mike Tomlin's thought, they're probably going to try and shove Derrick Henry down their throat again. And I think that's a pretty strong assessment after the way the Ravens played Green Bay and the way they've played the Steelers in important games in the past.
What was the exact quote? Something like, we think they found are they going to stay true to something? It's like, almost sounded like to me, he said, yeah, about time they start handing the ball to one of the best wide running backs in the league right there. It's what it sounded like to me. And another little, I don't want to say dart, maybe inside challenge towards Derek Harmon. There's another two of them today. Derek Harmon. That's him three times in 2 weeks and Terrell Austin once. It might be an inside joke. I don't know.
But maybe. Do you think they're trying to push the rookie a little bit more? Like, hey, you've played well, but you ain't done shit yet?
A lot of times, it's probably sort of a challenge. He does use that press conference a lot to issue challenges, like the Roman Wilson one that apparently fell on deaf ears last year. But the only thing that really comes from that press conference is TJ Watt may or may not play, Sayamalu may or may not play, Eccles may or may not play, but
Alvin Austin may or may not play.
But Big Darnell is out, which is significant.
That's huge. It's just, I don't know how far they, it sounds silly to put it, I'm not putting it all on Darnell Washington, but like, he's such a key component of what they do on both sides of the offense, whether they're running or passing. It's a massive loss. And if he's really out indefinitely, short of going on some sort of Super Bowl run, you don't see him probably getting back into the lineup this year.
I mean, there was a lot of low key, we need to fix some type of things. I find this, if they come out and win this game somehow, I am going to praise the coaching staff, because this is a coaching staff win or loss to me. They have recognized that they are going to probably be set up on some one-on-one situations. They have to find ways to be able to win those battles. He said that there's going to be other situations without Darnell Washington. How are you going to play the jumbo package? Say Malu comes back, that makes it a little bit more simpler. You know, just flip Spencer Anderson out there. But what do you do with the tush push? There's a lot of nuance in this game plan where they got to be on their tip-top shape. They got to be on their P's and Q's, every sort of thing you want to say about it, I think, to be able to win this game. So if we come out of this game and they just look, you know, lethargic and can't get anything done, I'm blaming the coaching staff. This is their chance to put these guys who they're not at their 100%, of course, but they got to put them in better positions to be able to win. And that's coaching staff right now. That's what I look at it as.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I also think that Aaron Rodgers figures into this in a big way. And I'm not going to go so far as some people did after the Cleveland loss and put it all on Rodgers. I mean, he did show some tendencies to want to go back to places, MVS, that weren't really fruitful at all in that game, to want to go to plays that didn't make a ton of sense or reads that maybe didn't make a ton of sense. I don't think it was Aaron Rodgers' best game, obviously. I also don't think it was his worst game, but he's like another coach out on the field. And I think when he's not...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
On board with what they want to do, it makes it much harder for this offense to work seamlessly. I mean, we'd all like to dream up the scenario like it used to be with Ben back in the day, where Ben would, you know, flip the little switch on his earpiece. This is all for show. He obviously didn't do this, but he would flip the switch on his earpiece and Randy or Matt Canada would be talking into nothing, right? And he would just call the plays. We'd all like to envision a world where Aaron Rodgers can just go out there and do that and call the offense on the fly. And I think sometimes it is very beneficial. I think there are times where Aaron goes back to what he's very comfortable with. And sometimes that is not necessarily in lockstep with whatever game plan may work at that point in time.
Oh, I think he obviously thought more of MVS than maybe the rest of us. If he went to him 3-4 straight times, or if he went to him 9 times right there, at that point, he wasn't getting open whatsoever. And he was just basing that off of initial reads rather than looking around. Maybe that's, at that case, you know, you got to get rid of the ball quickly. And he saw that pre-snap read. But, yeah, I don't know if that will – put it this way. I don't think the Ravens have nearly – and that's not talked much. We did talk about it a couple weeks ago, is the Ravens don't have much of a pass rush anymore. They have none, basically. So that should allow him to, you know, scan the field. But what's he scanning the field for? Scotty Miller? I mean –
Right, Scotty Miller and
Roman Wilson,
Adam Thielen.
I mean, yeah. We've saw it in the comments Johnny here about Smith. 4 times already about Freiermuth. There's only so many times you can ask him, and they tell you the same garbage. And there's only so many times you can pound the table for him. There is no answer. They give you no answer of why they're not using him more than they should be using him. I've said this earlier in the week. This is the game you got to be able to use him. You got to use him more as a receiver. You got to use Gainwell more as a – you got to use your good players that you know who are good to be able to move the ball down the field. For some reason, it's not his blocking either, because I think he's been blocking pretty decent too, Freiermuth. It's not like he's a liability. So none of it really, really makes sense. I don't think it makes sense to Freiermuth either.
I'll say this, and Pat will never come – Pat will never come out.
You can see the look on his face. He's like, he's biting his tongue a lot. And I mean, he's a leader and a guy that's well respected. He's not going to ruffle any feathers or anything, but he has to be frustrated.
I'll say this. If I were Pat Freiermuth, after the way I've been used, or I guess for lack of a better way to put it, not used this year, and I weren't utilized a good bit in this Baltimore game, like, I would have to see, and he would do it quietly, and if I were him, I would do it quietly, too. I would go to them and be like, guys, if you don't want me here, send me somewhere else. If you're not going to use me here, send me somewhere else. Because I'm in the middle of this contract that's in the prime of my career. You're paying me like a top 10 tight end. I can perform like a top 10 tight end in this league. If I don't fit in this offense's plans, fine. Send me somewhere where I do fit in, which would be 31 other teams in the NFL, pretty much. And if I were Pat and I didn't get utilized this weekend in particular in the AFC North Championship game, as Mike Tomlin called it multiple times today, I'd say, guys, send me somewhere they're going to use me, because this obviously isn't the place for me anymore. And he would never do that publicly. You would never hear anything about it get out. But that's what I would do if I were Pat Freiermuth. If you're not going to use me this week after the way you didn't use me all year, send me somewhere where they will.
Yeah, you know, and Jonnu still has another year left on his contract, I believe. So I don't know if he'll be going anywhere. And
Darnell's not going anywhere.
Well, right? You have to make a decision on him this year, don't you?
You extend him because
he's capable of. I'm not talking about extending him. I'm just talking about other teams might be interested, and he might. I don't think he would do that. If you put money in front of him, that's fair. I would imagine he would take that. He wouldn't take it to free agency, because who knows what type of year he would have next year. He's probably at his all-time high salary range right now, where a lot of people say, boy, I would like to have that guy.
Oh, there will be, if he's available this offseason, other teams will go after
him. I mean, They just have to make it. What is he? They have to make a decision by August. I think that's right. It's, what is this? His third year? This is his third year, right?
Yeah.
So they'll have to make a decision by August or September or whatever, whether to up him or let him walk, or he'll walk next year or whatever. So you would imagine he's on there. So is it going to change? The point is it going to change? If you have Johnny back, if you have Freiermuth back, and you have Darnell back, is it going to change? Just use the guy. It's not that difficult.
No, it's not. And so again, if I were Muth, I would do it quietly behind the scenes, because I respect the organization and all that. But I would go to them and say, if you're not going to use me, trade me. That, because it doesn't make sense for me to just stand on the sideline and only get 30 snaps a game. It's just, that's, he should be out there nearly every single play. Real quick, I want to thank Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the show. They've been with us for a while now and doing great work all over the Pittsburgh area. Supposed to get in Kaboom's house again. Going to have them over here, hopefully, after that, if they're ever done at Mark's house, repainting absolutely everything, throwing up beautiful 80s style floral wallpaper behind him there in the office.
It might be coming up soon here. I mean, I finally got the samples in the mail, but we'll see.
Wife has to make a decision. That's the problem.
You know, her decision's always the same. Like, beige. I don't want beige.
What do you want?
Some color. I'm a colorful guy.
He's a colorful dude. Kaboom. He wants a little pop of color.
You know, a little accent wall or something. I don't even know what that means, but yeah. All right, go ahead with your read there.
No, I was just going to say, we appreciate Higgins Professional Painting supporting the show. You want to get work done in your house, interior, exterior. They'll do commercial and industrial as well. They do the drywall repair as well before they go around painting everything. Makes everything look brand new. And just the way you like it, especially if you've moved into a new house and everything is that boring, plain white, they'll get it done. They'll make it look great. Yeah, like what's behind Mark there. Get a hold of them for your free estimate by going to HigginsProfessional.com or giving them a call at 412-344-0480. We appreciate them. The other thing, and we already mentioned Aaron Rodgers, but Tomlin was asked specifically about something that I don't know if we've really thought about much coming into this game. Our good friend from the AP, Will Graves, with the question.
Yeah, this might be Aaron Rodgers' last game, depending on how it goes. What has it been like to work with him, and what kind of impact do you think he's made on the organization during the time he's been here?
You know, I don't know that I've taken time to ponder that. I'm just committed to making sure that it's not. He's certainly been an awesome contributor to our efforts, and not only from a talent perspective and an experience perspective, but just his professionalism, his relationship with the game, his love for his teammates, and his willingness to help them grow and get better and gain better understanding each and every day has been cool to be a part of.
So Mike Tomlin hasn't taken the time to really ponder it yet because he's all wrapped up in AFC North Championship week. I don't think we've really thought about it much over the last couple of months as the season's been unfolding. What's your, if you sat down and thought about it for a couple minutes, Kaboom, what do you think the chance, what do you think Aaron Rodgers does when this season is done, regardless of whether it's done Sunday night around 11:30 or whether it's done in a week or 2 weeks or whatever it may be?
Probably take some time off, right?
Yeah.
First of all, let's put it this way.
Malibu.
Let's put it this way. Let's look at the organizational standpoint. If you're the organization, you would want him back. I would want him back because you're not going to get a quarterback.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
First round. Well, you're not going to get a quarterback in the first round that's going to start week one, right? Unsure about what Will Howard can do. Mason is a good guy to have around that can do a little bit of everything. I would run it back with him. Now, that's not the question. The question is what does he want to do?
Right.
And I am probably 1,000,000% sure that that conversation has not even been talked about between Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. And even if it has been, there is no way that he would even mention that. He looks like he's having so much fun. At least he was up until the other day. He's playing well. I know he said it could possibly, it's probably his last year. Man, I would right now think that he would lean towards coming back. But the problem is that they got, he would have to let them know probably free agency time, because you can't, you cannot go into free agency without maybe or maybe not he's coming in, because then you hinder yourself in potentially adding that second or third or maybe one quarterback. So I, right now, at this moment in time, exactly right now, I would give slight odds that he would come back more than he wouldn't. But that's Aaron Rodgers too, man. You never know what he's thinking. But well, maybe 51-49 coming back.
Right.
Oh, 67.
Stop with the 6-7 crap. Good God, you did that on purpose too.
Yes, I did. I was a little late there.
A little slow, but that's okay. You got to it eventually. I'm sure the kids appreciate it because we have so many youngsters watching the show. The free agent market, though, is not any good. Let's be honest.
But you'd have to grab somebody. Right?
Yeah, well,
I'm not going in there with great, you know, Mr. August Skylar Thompson, right?
No, we're talking about, like, let me just run down the list of free agent quarterbacks.
Yeah, this coming I know they suck.
Daniel Jones, who isn't going to play for the first 4 months of the year. Russell Wilson. Nope. Thanks. Been there, done that. Marcus Mariota. Zach Wilson. Tyrod Taylor. Joe Flacco. Kenny Pickett. Jimmy Garoppolo. Mitch Trubisky. Case Keenum, Carson Wentz. I mean, Malik Willis.
What about Mac Jones? Is he on that list or no?
He is not on this list that I'm looking at right now from SpotTrack. SpotTrack, not SpoTrack.
It might be Spo.
SpoTrack. You just call go SpoTrack. See you at a free agent store. I don't like any of those names. I don't prefer any of those names over Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I agree with you that, but I don't know. I still probably wouldn't. I would still probably want an answer sooner rather than later. And I don't know if he would be willing to do that. But I guess you could wait if you have that much faith in Mason Rudolph, which they probably should. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, Mason Rudolph is better than anybody that they have right there, right?
Better than anybody else on that free agency list that I just read off.
That could be it. I mean, I would put it this way. If they get to the playoffs and they come close, mm-hmm. it'd be hard for me to believe that he wouldn't want to come back.
Well, I do think the other factor in this is how much change there is or isn't in the offensive coaching staff going into next year, because there's multiple ways that could happen, right? Like, they could lose 35-0 on Sunday night, and I don't know. There have to be some kind of coaching changes, I would think, this offseason.
Yeah. You know, Justine said Malik Willis. The hell with him. He's indirectly responsible for my second torn Achilles.
Why is Malik Willis indirectly responsible for your second torn Achilles?
At the Senior Bowl, what was that, 3 years ago? I was waiting for Malik Willis, and there was a he came to the podium, and a big gangbang of people come rushing towards him. Some dude plowed into me, and I already had my one boot on, and it knocked me off balance, and I took a big step, and it was snap.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, shit. And I backed up a little bit. I was like, and I'm like, oh, there's Connor Hayward. Connor, you got a minute. He's looking at me. I told him now. I tell him to this day. I said, dude, when I interviewed you at the Senior Bowl, I tore my Achilles like literally 2 minutes before that.
So you're not hell with him. Has nothing to do with the way he plays quarterback. Well, they didn't want to draft him ahead of Kenny Pickett, so I'm not sure how high they would be on Malik Willis anyway. Scott says he'd take Mac Jones over Mason.
No, get out of here, Scott. Not get out of here, but not figuratively. Come on, Justine. You haven't heard of us media people call it the gangbang? Tomlin always says, I don't like when you call it that. We're like, yeah, there's a gangbang over there.
The always eloquent Steeler media.
He once said, hey, what do you guys call that? The gangbang. I'm like, yeah.
So
that's when there's one player and all the group of media go there. That's called the gangbang.
This is interesting. And it, you know, jumps off of something Casey said in the YouTube chat. Rodgers would probably only come back if they guarantee a legit wide receiver too. Okay. I think that might figure. They're going to try and find a wide receiver too anyway. I think that goes without saying.
All they need is a wide receiver one for this game, and it'd be fine.
Yeah. Jack mentioned that. Did Stephon Diggs just get cut? Is that true?
Yeah, because he strangled somebody, allegedly.
Okay. I didn't see, I saw that report this morning. Relax.
I don't know if he got cut, but he allegedly strangled somebody.
Yeah, so probably not an off-season target, I wouldn't think. Anyway, my point about the coaching staff remains because I still think there's a chance there's legitimate turnover on the offensive coaching staff. What?
Steelers offensive coaching staff. Who's going to go?
You don't think there's a chance Arthur Smith might get interviews somewhere else once some head coaches get fired?
No, maybe interview. He ain't gonna go nowhere. No, Faulkner. No, Azani. No, Sean Myers. Pat Myers. No, Big Alfredo, the tight end coach. No, I don't see Tom Arth. No, I don't. Most of these guys are new. They're within a year or two, other than maybe Faulkner and Alfredo.
Okay, so if you don't think there's a legitimate shot Arthur ends up anywhere else,
and then, he has 1 year left on his deal, so
then
what that means
that would take that out of the realm of possibility for Rodgers being like, I don't want to learn a whole new crew. As long as it's the same crew, I'll come back.
He loves Arthur. He always talks very. He's got a great relationship. Blah 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 blah. You believe him, other than last year when Russell would say that, you were like, yeah, really? That's not what I heard, but. This one, I do truly believe that those two do get along.
Okay, we're getting some clarification. Clarification in the chat. Trayvon Diggs just got released.
Maybe he strangled his brother, allegedly. Stop it.
We're getting the cart ahead of the horse here, talking about Rodgers' future anyway. That's something that we can talk about
over
the office.
We're out over our skis, right? Is that the
I think that's a good way to put it. Thanks to the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. We appreciate them. They've been with us since the very beginning, and they're the best people to go to if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. HeckTeamHomes.com, HAECK, HeckTeamHomes.com. The whole team going to help you find the perfect home, sell the old one, and all as stress-free as possible. Because it could be a very stressful experience, but they do their best to take all that stress off of your back. Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia, the whole team there to help you, the Dan Heck team. Go to HeckTeamHomes.com, HAECK. As for this week, again, we were getting the cart way ahead of the horse here. TJ Watt, sounds like there's a chance he could play, but there's been... Mike Tomlin has just gone forward with this whole thing of, well, it's a medical thing he's coming back from, not a physical injury, so I don't have much to say about it. He was on the field a little bit last week, but I think you said he wasn't really doing much, right? Like, is he even going to be able to play? He was asked, Jeff Hathorn, our good friend from 93.7 The Fan, asked Mike if it would be possible to bring TJ back as sort of a situational pass rusher this week. Do you think that's maybe the more realistic option? He gets out there on some third downs, third and longs.
Well, if he comes back, he's not going 90%. He's not going 60 snaps. There ain't no way he's going 60 or 7 snaps. And it's hard, when you're in the throes of things, it's hard to yank a guy like TJ Watt off the field because he's going to want to be out there. So I don't know if he would be a good situational player. I don't know. I guess a little bit of TJ is better than none of TJ. But you've got to see, man. Like I said, and Tomlin even confirmed that this week. We saw some of these national reports like, oh, he might play or whatever. No, he was never playing this past week. He had no shot of playing this past week. Now, this week, let's see what happens when he actually puts on a helmet,
Well, that's what makes it hard to believe that he's going to be able to get out there very much, if at all.
First of all, you have to understand. nothing goes on during practice. On Wednesday, they haven't put helmets or pads on in practice for a month now. So nothing happens there. It's a glorified walkthrough. Now, Thursday, they ramp it up a little bit more. It's not like there's any hitting or anything to that degree. So I don't know how much you can, you know, participation be our guide when there's not much participation other than, like I said, glorified walkthroughs on Wednesday or Thursday and Friday. Maybe it's how he feels after it. I mean,
I would think getting his wind back, his stamina, his endurance would be a large part of this. A partially collapsed lung can't be good for your ability to stay out there for a 10 play drive.
Yeah. I'm just looking right now, see what the temperature's supposed to be on Sunday. 32 degrees, low 17 ish. So
it'll probably be in the 20s.
What I'm saying is that sometimes it's harder to breathe, you know, when it's colder
when it's out. Cold
there.
Out. Yeah.
So I still consider it a little bit of a longer shot. If I'm going 6-7 on that one, I might go more 30% chance of playing, 35 maybe. First of all, you'd have to definitely see what happens Thursday and Friday and see how he looks. You'll be able to determine real quickly. Put it this way. If you hear some of us jamokes on Friday saying, yeah, I have a feeling TJ is going to play, you're going to pretty much know that we saw him out there a lot and he's going to play, even though we're not allowed to say so.
There's ways to circumvent the rules.
If you know how to put it, you're not telling you what you see if what you see influences your opinion. If that makes any sense to you.
Sure. Let's go with it. You're elusive like that. You're like Danielson.
Yeah, you know, I really think that we're going to see. I wouldn't be shocked if a fake punt this week. Why would you say that?
Because you saw it at practice. The other guy that's obviously important to this game is Lamar Jackson. We're not down in Baltimore, so we have no idea, but we'll get practice reports. Where do you come down? Because I've heard this bounce back and forth between a lot of folks over the last couple of days since the game in Cleveland. Where do you come down on whether you'd prefer Lamar to be in there or not? Because I think if Tyler Huntley is in there, we are much more likely to get force-fed Derrick Henry for 30 carries, which gives the Ravens a much better chance to win.
Not with Derek Harmon out there. But you've been telling me for 2 months now.
Are you going to continue to sit here and argue with me that Derek Harmon makes the run?
So why are you afraid? Why are you afraid of Derek Henry?
Because he's still Derek freaking Henry. That's why. So maybe he doesn't go off for 225 and three touchdowns.
Listen to what
maybe he goes off for 125 and a pair of touchdowns.
Listen to what you're saying here. I want Lamar Jackson playing rather than Snoop Huntley.
Yes.
You say that out loud. Say that out loud. It's like, what?
I would rather see Lamar Jackson play on Sunday night
absolutely
than Snoop Huntley. There, I said it.
Not.
Are you happy?
No. That is goofy.
Because I think the Ravens offense is much more likely to get away from Derrick Henry if they have Lamar in there. I've seen it happen. How many times have we seen that happen over the last few years? Whether it was Monken this year or Greg Roman in the past, they have this terrible habit of forgetting that Derrick Henry exists.
You're talking about a guy that has had Derrick Henry on his fantasy team for 10 straight years. I'm well aware of his usage.
Okay, so you understand that when Lamar is in there, they use Henry less. We only got to go back 5 days or whatever it was.
Sorry.
Three days to see them without Lamar.
You
absolutely feast with Derrick Henry.
You have to prepare for Derrick Henry and Lamar possibly being MVP Lamar. Maybe he won't be, but you got to think. You're not getting MVP Tyler Huntley. I want that jamoke in there. For lack of better terms.
Jamoke.
I do not want Lamar Jackson. No.
Have you seen MVP level Lamar yet this year?
I don't care. It's always in there. It's in there. It's all about heart. Maybe he doesn't have any heart. Maybe he'll get it. I don't want. Come on. We're talking about an MVP. I do. I want the least talented players out there.
His best games this year have come against Miami, the Lions, whose defense we've seen is no great shakes, and the Bills in the opening week, and they still lost that
game. You can throw all the stats that you want. I don't want Lamar Jackson on that field.
All right. I stand by
my – sounds like a hot take radio. Radio topic. You know what? Lamar Jackson, I want him in there.
It is a hot take radio topic, but I also think there's some basis in fact. And the Steelers haven't gotten torched by Lamar Jackson routinely over the years.
Well, he didn't look bad last game. If Isaiah Likely would have just went like – they would have lost that game, right? Because maybe. Lamar led him down the field and scored a touchdown with 2 minutes left or whatever it was.
Maybe. We'll talk more
Snoop
about –
Snoop Huntley. You want Snoop Huntley to play. Amazing.
Okay. Lamar's – here we go. Casey knows what's up. Lamar's 3-6 against the Steelers. They know
how to play.
Why
don't you click up on Scott Castro then?
It's Castro. It's not Castro. Whatever. You say poor Scott's name wrong all the time. I have to agree with Kabali. He said I'd rather face Huntley. So there you go. You got one on either side.
But what does Johnny the Barber say? Probably he would rather face Will Howard.
I probably can't put whatever Johnny the Barber said
on the screen. Would probably say he would want like Troy Smith up there or something. What's the guy's name? The old Ohio State quarterback?
Troy Smith, yeah.
Is that Troy Smith? He wants Troy Smith. Everybody's with me.
Justin, don't call me Justin.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Steen is also with you. That's fine. I can be hot take radio guy and say that if I want to. Jack makes a good point. Lamar turns the ball over. They will play a conservative game plan with Huntley. Okay, and as long as he doesn't turn the ball over. Hell, they turned the ball over twice against Cleveland. Or they turned Cleveland over twice, I should say. And didn't do jack with it. So.
Okay. I'm just going to give you a trivia question real quick.
Okay.
Since you're a big Tyler Huntley fan.
I'm not a huge Tyler Huntley fan. I would just rather face Lamar Jackson than him this weekend in particular.
Two questions. Where did Tyler Huntley go to college?
Like Florida Atlantic or something stupid, isn't it?
Or Utah, same difference.
They're right next to each other. Big rivals, FAU and Utah.
In the past 2 years, he's played on 5 different teams. 6 different teams. Although they've been Baltimore, Cleveland, Baltimore, Miami, Cleveland, Baltimore. Nobody even wants him. You don't want him to start. You do want him to start.
No, I want Lamar to start. You've really confused yourself on this.
You want him to start. You want freaking Highsmith traded, whatever.
I never wanted to train Highsmith. You keep
Arthur
pushing
Smith
that narrative.
Me and Arthur Smith went to college together. I don't know.
Yeah, all the stuff that people love to throw in the chat. Thanks to our good friend Arch. Archie's on Carson, the best place in Pittsburgh to watch the games, get some great wings, some ice cold iron as well. 80-cent wing nights Monday through Thursday. We stopped down there yesterday, talked to Archie a little bit. He's doing great. He wants to see you down there watching the games. So get on down there. It's not just the wings either. They got the awesome meatball subs. They got other sandwiches and burgers, flatbread pizzas too, and it's all fantastic. Archie's on Carson, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports, and probably the best wings in Pittsburgh. No, definitely the best wings in Pittsburgh. So we appreciate him supporting the show as well. All right, are you ready to get more mad than you've already gotten so far?
Absolutely. Why?
I wanted to bring this up real quick. Well, either one of these things that I bring up will make you mad. But this one will start to heat you up. Then I'll hit you with the real hard stuff that I know will piss you off. I'll start with what Adam Schefter had to say on Pat's show yesterday, on the Pat McAfee show. Schefter was talking about Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, and both of them theoretically being on the hot seat because of the way their seasons have unfolded, and they're going against each other this week. And he said, in talking about their futures, they will have a big say one of them may go in there and say, it's been a great run. Might be time to go try something else, whether that's TV or another job somewhere else. Those things are possible. They're within the realm of possibility for the wide range of outcomes after week 18. Do you think either one of these guys, particularly the loser of Sunday night's game, will walk away and not be the, will have a mutual parting of ways, as you've called it, with their team after this game?
We'll start with Mike Tomlin. Absolutely not. So we can move on from that.
You just don't want the fire Tomlin crowd to.
It's just not. I mean, I don't know. Schefter just throws stuff out there like that, and people think that when he throws stuff out there, he has some inside info. No, he's just talking. He doesn't know anything. It looks like it could be that way because of them not making the playoffs and booing, whatever. So, no, that's not going to happen. I mean, about 72 hours ago, we were praising him for having an unbelievable turnaround and out coaching people and coaching differently. And just because this has happened, all of a sudden he's leaving. No, it's not going to happen. No way. So let's move on to Harbaugh. I know nobody wants to hear that. Harbaugh is a little bit complicated because it almost seems from afar that him and it's going to be either John Harbaugh or Lamar Jackson. Take your pick, right? What you're hearing coming out of Baltimore, that might not be the best of relationships in some way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows how much is that true? But when there's usually smoke, there's at least a little bit of that fire coming on. So, and if you're the Baltimore Ravens, do you take the 60-year-old coach that has underachieved this year? I say underachieved because that team should have been, was talking about 13-4 Super Bowl potential type of team here.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're fighting for your life right here. I'm choosing the two-time MVP who's 29 years old, and you're committed to him for what? 70? What's his hit next year? 72 million? Something crazy? Who's going to – if you dump him, if you trade him, you ain't getting much back for him if you have to pay that cash. You're either paying that cash to keep him or paying that cash to get rid of him. So I think that complicates a bunch of things, which means if there's going to be one of them, it's going to be Kevin Stefanski, but number two would be John Harbaugh.
$74.5 million cap hit next two years for Lamar Jackson.
Who's going to take that crap?
You just talked about how he's an MVP.
Well, I'm just saying you're not going to take that type of hit on. And I think Baltimore would have to take most of that hit, I think. I don't know what the dead money would be or not. I don't know what it would be. I'm not up on my Baltimore salary cap stuff. So if it comes to that head, you know, where you would imagine that if Lamar is unhappy.
If Lamar gives them the ultimatum, says it's
me. What would you do?
I'd take the quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I wouldn't blame them for that. I mean, I don't know if Lamar is capable of putting together a full MVP caliber season again. But like you said, the coach is 60. He's been around for almost 20 years, and he's underachieved again. Yeah. So
they haven't won anything in, what, 10 years, 12 years, whatever it's been?
11, yeah, and if we're willing to run Mike Tomlin out of Pittsburgh for his track record over the last decade, then I would think if you put yourself in a Ravens fan's shoes, you would understand the desire to run Harbaugh out of Baltimore for not an altogether different track record over the last 10 years. Yeah. A few more playoff wins, but never really getting back to the ultimate goal.
Yeah. I'm sure people in Baltimore just love John Harbaugh too, right? Get him out.
Hasn't sounded like it. Yeah. Hasn't sounded like they're big.
But the thing with John Harbaugh is different than Mike Tomlin is John Harbaugh is just, I don't want to say figurehead because it diminishes what it is, but he oversees stuff. Tomlin has to have his fingers into everything, I think.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, you think?
It's just in different styles, I think. So.
Yeah.
How many different coordinators have they had? How many different coaches, assistants have they had? They pretty much cleaned house last year or 2 years ago with coordinators, coaches, and what happened to, what's his name?
That narrows it down.
Green Bay, the Green Bay cornerback. Didn't they acquire him? Then all of a sudden,
Jair Alexander.
I mean, there's a lot of those in the Harbaugh slash whatever the what's his name now? The GM, Mr. Ego.
I can't remember his name now. Good Lord, why? Yeah. What is it? Ravens GM. Why can't I remember his name?
Because you're getting old.
Yeah, I am, aren't I? Is it DaCosta still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's the ones running that. So I would say there's a much better chance it's John Harbaugh. Much, 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 just based on the quarterback.
All right. So you don't buy into the thought that this is the second time breadcrumbs have been dropped about Tomlin's potential future?
No. Who's telling Adam Schefter anything about this? No.
Adam talks to lots of agents.
He puts one and one together and says, okay, this sounds smart. Now, if it was something else.
I mean, there were similar breadcrumbs dropped.
Okay. Put it this way. If it was such a big story, why does he do it on Pat's show and not put out his famous tweet or his famous story or his famous Sunday dump?
I'd say Pat's show is pretty damn big, and if he got the news,
Pat asked him a question, and he just start rambling and got down that way. I think that was overblown a little bit of what he really said. If you go back and listen to it, I'm sure he qualified it a lot. I'm sure he did.
If it's just Schefter theorizing that each of these guys kind of call their own shots at this point, Tomlin and Harbaugh. I still think it's a valuable question for either one of those guys that if they lose Sunday night after the way things have gone for both teams this season, if they don't look around and go, maybe I do need to just get a fresh start somewhere. Mm-hmm. You don't think Mike Tomlin gets tired of hearing fire Tomlin or being blamed for absolutely everything and doesn't look at an opportunity to go somewhere where he'd be viewed as some sort of savior or messiah for that organization? Like, that kind of fresh start, talked about it before with Andy Reid going to Kansas City. Like, that was pushed more by the organization. But, like, you get an opportunity to go somewhere and start fresh when you feel like you've still got a lot of gas left in the tank. I think that might be somewhat attractive to Tomlin. And it gives the organization an out, too. They didn't fire him. The Steelers don't fire head coaches. Mike Tomlin decided to walk away and hang out for a year and then go somewhere else.
So a loss to Cleveland without your number one receiver that's not your fault, and a loss to Baltimore because probably the same reason all of a sudden turns you from being a – coach that had things turned around to being fired and I don't want to be here anymore. Why was this conversation the past month?
If you remember after the Buffalo game, it was a serious conversation. Yeah, so three wins in the midst of what's been a disappointing decade is enough to pull it completely off the front burner. I think it's a conversation that disappeared in large part from our from the greater conversation around the Steelers because they were winning. And so when the team wins, people don't talk about it as much. But when you look at the totality of the season, if they go 9-8 again, and if they miss the playoffs or lose in the first round, it will bubble back to the surface, obviously, about whether he's still the right guy going forward into the future. And I wonder how tired he gets of that being the question, whether he gets it from anybody inside the building or not.
Well, he's not going to get it from inside the building. Still got 2 years left on his deal. Doesn't have to pick up his option in March. You're all going to love it when they do that.
Oh, dear Lord. And when we're sitting around not knowing if Rodgers is going to come back for another year or not.
You're going to say, here we go again, missing the playoffs. Or even if you make the playoffs and lose.
But let's be honest. If they lose to the Ravens on Sunday night, they are right back where they were a year ago. Right back where they were. Other than adding Derek Harmon and Jalen Ramsey, they're right back where they were. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between this year's team and last year's team, other than a couple of names on the roster, if they go out and essentially get eliminated by the Ravens again?
Well, I think you have somewhat of an excuse of TJ getting hurt, DK getting hurt. That's what? What are you looking at? $70 million right there. So those are two big parts of your team that were not available to you down the stretch. Last year, they lost, what, five in a row because they just weren't that very good? Or, you know, so this year you would like to believe if you had those two guys that this wouldn't even be an issue right now. We'd be talking about, you know, what type of champagne you're going to be drinking tomorrow night rather than, you know, who's going to be the quarterback and who's getting fired. Because they would be already have this thing clinched up if that was the case, if TJ was there. If
I will use a Tomlinism, that would be an excuse, and we don't make them. Okay.
Well, you just made an excuse by saying you're not making an excuse.
Right? Thanks to our good friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the program as well. They're great. You got your furnace giving you issues. You don't want that this time of year. They'll come on out and give a look at it. Once spring comes around, they'll make sure your AC is tuned up before you fire it up the first time as well. I know that feels like it's months away, but why not get ahead of the curve here by messaging them, getting something scheduled down the road. Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. You can message them there directly, or you can give them a call anytime at 412-297-1852. We appreciate their support of the show as well. All right, this is the one that'll make you really mad. The 15 finalists for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame class have been announced, and none of them are Hines Ward. Oh, no. Here we go. Do you know why he's not on this list, Mark?
Why is that?
Because he's not a Hall of Famer. I know that's a very unpopular sentiment, but he's not. Except he's a Hall of Very Gooder.
Except he is.
How long are we going to have this conversation every year for the rest of our lives? Hines Ward is going to be on a list of some sort. Then he's not going to make the final cut. Then he's not going to get in. And people are going to say, but look, he was the total package. He did this, that, and the other thing. And then the rest of us are going to say, yeah, he was a really good football player. Great at times. He wasn't a Hall of Famer.
I see what I mean. If Andre Reed's a Hall of Famer, he's a Hall of Famer. Same stats. Actually, Andre Reed had the K gun, so that was a little bit better. Andre Reed won nothing. Hines Ward won two Super Bowls and a Super Bowl MVP. Huge big game player. I mean, we have his conversation probably about a month ago. Deserves to be in there. 1,000 catches in that era with two different head coaches, four different offensive coordinators, five different quarterbacks, was able to. I mean, people get upset when I say the blocking, but everybody knows what he meant to that blocking. They made a rule for him already. I mean, you throw everything he was able to do over his career, and I believe Tomlin actually did say it a couple weeks ago, is, you know, he's more of a football player than a wide receiver, and he was just a football player. And I'm sorry, I would much rather have him in there than Torrey Holt, who played on turf in a environment like that, and a quarterback like that, and an offense like that, to put up numbers like that. So he deserves to be in. Does he? Is he ever going to get in? Probably him and LC Greenwood at the same time in about 50 years, right?
I don't understand the certainty with which a lot of fans say, they just rubber stamp it. They go, nope, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
You can be a great wide receiver and not be a Hall of Famer. You could be a great football player and not be a Hall of Famer. I think at times he was a very good wide receiver. You point out the big game plays, the Super Bowl MVP. It's all great stuff. He was crucial to them winning Super Bowl 40. Can't ignore that. But that doesn't on its own make you a Hall of Famer. It doesn't. And we can appreciate the fact that he was very good at times. Two things can be true.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Andre Reed, do you want me to break out the stats for you or not?
Go ahead, break them out. I'll
look about the same amount of games, 217 to 234, right? Mm-hmm. Receptions. Oh, Hines Ward had 50 more. Receiving yards. Andre Reed had 1,000 more. Touchdowns. Reed had 2 more. I don't care about that stuff. Rushing yards, 30 more or whatever. Rushing touch. Where else? Fantasy points.
Fantasy points. Get the hell out of here.
Then here's my favorite. Hall of Fame. Yes. Championships. Hines Ward, 2. Andre Reed, 0. Pro Bowls, 4-7. Uh-oh. All Pros, 3-2. Super Bowl MVPs, 1-0. I'm telling you, man. If you look at their numbers, they're almost identical. And Andre Reed has been in the Hall of Fame now for, I want to say, 12 years? I'm giving you the numbers. What else you want to do? The numbers are there. The problem is as long as it keeps going on, you're getting these receivers are having more and more inflated numbers that they're like, well, Hines Ward didn't do nothing. Look at these numbers compared to, you know, Andre Johnson or Marvin Harrison or Larry Fitz. You know.
Yeah, Larry Fitz is a shoe-in, no problem, first ballot. Bang, done. Like, that's not even a question.
Oh. I mean, Steve Smith didn't even make the top 15. And he probably has more numbers than them all. He does. But he played in a little bit of a different era.
Well, but Steve's, I think
Steve's, his numbers are better. Steve Smith's numbers are better across the board than both Andre Reed and Hines Ward. All
yeah,
of them,
but I think
except Steve, for the championships and the Hall, you know, and the Super Bowl MVPs.
I think Smith is actually really comparable to Hines, aside from the rings, like you said. Like I think his numbers being better than Hines. Okay, that's offset by the championships that Hines won, right? And the rules that were enacted because of the way Hines would block downfield and all that stuff. I think they're actually pretty comparable. And Steve Smith, I think we can agree, great wide receiver at times. Very good throughout his career. Not a Hall of Famer. He's just below the cut line. Like, that's... It's why I don't think... Like, you mentioned Torrey Holt and you know, playing with Kurt Warner and the greatest show on turf and all that. Torrey Holt's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, as judged by the fact that he's been out there for 16 years or 10 years, I guess it is.
It's been a while for him, hasn't it?
Yeah. So I think there has been an adjustment to the eras that some of these guys play in and that the numbers that they put up because of it. Like, and I think that adjustment has been made with Hines Ward. I think you can look at a lot of wide receivers who have very good numbers and were great at times during their careers. And all those things can be true. And they're still not Hall of Famers. And I could be okay with that. Two things can be true. And you can still be mad, okay?
I think I got an autographed jersey over there. So I want that.
You want it to go up in value.
Well, it doesn't say HOF on it. So
you could just write it in there yourself. No one will know the difference.
It's not mine, but.
Okay. So we've done enough arguing about that. We've talked a lot of Steelers, Ravens. We'll do some more later in the week, probably Friday. Hopefully get a friend on to talk about Steelers, Ravens with us. Maybe from Baltimore, maybe not. We'll see who we cook up for later in the week. But we do have a major announcement here on Kabali and Mac.
Do you have like some kind of logo or something or some kind of music or some?
No, I don't have any fanfare or trumpets or anything like that.
Wait. Maybe if I can find drum roll music.
Here we go. You trying to find stuff that doesn't play loudly enough for anybody to hear it.
High quality, it says.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's try that. I'm sure it'll be good. If it says high quality, it must be true.
Of course.
I heard the first bang on the drum and then it disappeared. All right. We don't need a drum roll. The big news. Your friends, Mark Kabali and Chris Mack, Kabali and Mack, have signed on to become a part of One Team Media. If you're familiar with the Christian Kuntz podcast, if you're familiar with Larry Richard and Jay Caulfield's podcast. There's a lot of great stuff going on at One Team Media and, oh, Josh Yowie's podcast, right? We have jumped on with them. And so in the new year, you're going to notice changes, but they'll all be for the better, right? Like, we'll still be in our basements most of the time. That part probably not going to change, but they obviously have beautiful studios that we'll be able to work out of when we're able to make the trip into those studios. They have a ton of things going on, as a lot of people in Pittsburgh do, with the draft coming to town in April. And we're excited to be a part of it because they've got a great production team that are probably going to make us look better and sound better in a lot of different ways, both here on the show as it's, you know, streamed live several times a week, and then all the clips that you see on social media. They're going to be a big part of that in making us look and sound better. And just in general, make the product better for Yin's guys. So, yeah, that is the big news. Kabali and Mac signing on with One Team Media. Thanks to Brian Hess and the whole crew who have invited us to come under the tent there and be a part of the fun. I'm looking forward to it, Kaboom. I know we had been talking to them for a while. We were finally able to get it done through... took a while through no fault of ours or theirs, just some hurdles and hoops that we had to jump through. But the hurdles have been cleared. The hoops have been knocked out of the way or jumped through appropriately. And now it's officially official. You excited? You muted yourself, but that's great. I was really looking forward to hearing your reaction. But now all I do is see your mouth moving. What did you do? Nope, still can't hear you. Good job by you. This is so perfect. This is exactly why we're signing on with professionals. No, we can't hear you. Well, exit and come back in then. Good God, my friend. This, along with all the other little technical glitches, like I said earlier, that have come to be an endearing part of the show, probably will be less a part of the show going forward. You want to try talking again? No, we can't hear you. You did something. You did something. You're not muted, but you've done something to yourself that we can't hear you talk anymore. Do you want to type something in the chat so we can get some sort of reaction from you and I'll read it? I what did you do? This is a big moment. And yeah, it could be get... Yeah, and plus N87, you'll miss this part of it. Will you, though? Will you miss this part of it? Will any of us miss the part where Kaboom's technology doesn't work half the time? Yes, we can hear you now. Talk.
Hello?
Yes, talk.
Hello?
You, talk.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's working. It was a... spinning wheel. You know what happened? I know exactly what happened. Is when I put the drum roll in, it screwed everything up. So you see me trying to be creative and bit me in the rear end. Okay, you know what? I didn't hear one word you said about anything. So
all right, I'm going to do it again.
Back. I'll have to watch it back.
No. I'll mention it again, but more quickly.
That's your goofy platform here that you, they laughed at you for having it on. That's why. yard barn or whatever it's called.
Stream yard. Yard barn.
Trap.
Crap. No, it's because you tried doing something.
Well, you would think that unplugging earphones and plug it back in would make you still hear.
Breaking news. Kaboom's technical advisor has cost the show all future offers.
I know. I just got a text from Hess and said, that deal's off.
This is why we need them, to make sure that stuff works.
No, I don't know what you said. What did you mention? Did you mention?
I said we're signing on with One Team Media.
Did you mention the Christian Kuntz podcast and the...
I mentioned.
Larry and the big guy.
Larry and Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yowie. And so as that family continues to grow bigger, we're excited to be a part of that growth. And move forward with people who actually know what the hell they're doing.
If you had made some kind of graphic or something,
Or like, I don't see you making anything, big dog.
I can't even get the freaking
You can't even get the computer to work half the time.
That's what I'm saying. At least I thought you have that stupid clock that comes up all the time. You think you could put together a drum roll? Where's that goofy clock at?
I don't have the goofy clock readily available.
How don't you have it readily available? Shouldn't it be just a button there on
your? Used it in like 6 months. In all seriousness, we've been doing this thing. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of doing this thing in the middle of January. January 18th,
We should have a meetup at Archie's.
That's a hell of an idea.
See, I'm not here just for my pretty looks.
Well, yeah. That's a hell of an idea. A 1 year Kabali and Mac anniversary party.
Nobody shows up.
Just me, you, and Arch slamming wings and irons. I'd be fine with that too. So in all seriousness, we're really excited about this. Great people at One Team Media who, like I said, when Kaboom couldn't hear me talking, who are going to help this thing look a whole lot better. Not that it doesn't look terrible now, but I mean, it is a huge deal for us to sign on with them and work with them. And we're super appreciative of them wanting to bring us in, like I said, under their tent, become a part of the family. So it's going to be awesome going forward in 2026 with One Team Media. We're excited for it and can't thank them enough, and all of our future sponsors who are going to continue to work with us, I think, as well in this endeavor. All of you who watch and listen to the show, obviously, we appreciate Inns as well, because without any of you, we couldn't do this every day and get involved with real companies like One Team Media. So
none of this is going to change at the bottom either, right? No Higgins. They're still on board. Higgins and Impact and Arch, and that doesn't change for those guys.
They're just going to get classed up a little, you know?
Classed up.
We're going to class it up a little.
Did you mention, while I was out of commission, the first people we saw when we walked in?
Yes, the first people. Are we allowed to mention that they were? I guess we can. Can we mention that they were there?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't want to get them in trouble.
It's not like they're working.
That's true. For those of you in Pittsburgh that listen to 96.1 Kiss, Mikey and Big Bob from the Kiss Morning Freak Show.
Strapped into that chair. Like, I thought he was like a paraplegic for a second. I'm like, what are you doing? He was like
locked into a massage chair.
I said, can you actually move?
And just to be clear, Carol, and thank you for the congratulations. This isn't really a new gig. It's just doing the show, like I said,
professionally.
Yeah, a little more professionally than Kaboom.
Not too much professionally.
Not being able to hear me half the time, or, you know, some of the stuff that, let's be honest, like, we've done the best with what we have at our disposal, but we're here. And what we're going to be capable of doing with One Team Media is like up here. So a lot of room for continued growth because of people like you who have grown with us through the technological issues and everything else.
None of the content's going to change. I'm still going to screw up somehow.
Yep.
Mac's still going to try to trade Alex Highsmith. Nothing's going to change like that. It's just going to look more presentable. I might have to shave.
All right, let's not get crazy now. Carol wants to know if you'll still get stuck in the mud for their entertainment.
Yeah, no, man. I got rid of that car.
Oh, you've got a real truck now.
Yeah, I got rid of that car. Somebody bought it. How about that?
Somebody actually bought that thing?
Yeah.
Do they know that it's like a Pittsburgh sports fan heirloom of sorts? Or like
somebody was talking about
memorabilia?
That. Somebody was talking about there and brought up like the John Voight car in Seinfeld. I might have my teeth marked in a pencil in the glove compartment or something.
Somebody should know. The people that bought that thing should know the piece of history that they have on their hands now.
Yeah, I was just going to turn it in, but somebody decided, hey, I'll buy it. I'm like, whatever, I don't really care.
Yeah, did you autograph it? Jessica has a good question. You should have signed it.
Yeah, man, I signed it. I said, get that the hell out of here.
All right, so that's our big news. We're really excited about it. You won't notice anything different right away. We're going to work with them, like we said, to sort of class the joint up a little bit. But definitely 2026 going to be, did you leave any dude wipes in the glove box? Mesh wants to know.
Potentially. Could be some Iron Cities in there somewhere. I probably didn't take that out either.
Good job. Having beer in the car. Good job by you.
What about Arch yesterday talking about how Iron City might be the most popular beer amongst the youngsters nowadays? Arch knows his beer.
He does. He owns a bar. He's been in the business for years, and he's right. Oh. Iron and IC Light and Mango, all as back. Popular as ever.
Iron City. Yep.
So that's the big news. Glad we were able to announce it here on the last show of the year, really. The last show of the calendar year. Obviously, the season continues at least through Sunday. We'll have a preview show on Friday afternoon for Yins. Friday afternoon to get you ready for the Ravens game, which hopefully is not the last game of the year. Make sure you're following on all the social media, Kabali and Mac, and subscribed on YouTube as well. Set those notifications so you're assured to not miss a single thing. And here's to 2026, Kaboom. This is just water, I promise.
I got my old Bucko Aramark car. Care, whatever this thing's called.
It's called a cup.
It's the only thing the Pirates are good for. Cups to drink out of. You know, back in the day when I was a youngster, I used to go to the old Uncle Walt's ye old draft house in Belle Vernon, and he'd fill these suckers up as Long Island iced teas. It would be booze, 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 Coke. He charged like $5 for them too. It was great. But so, It was containers like this.
You don't have to tell us what's in it right now. We'll just
work an iced tea.
Oh, okay. Well, enjoy your iced tea. Go shovel the driveway or whatever you got
to
do.
You don't have to. You just blow it off. You just shove. You know, you broom it.
Just sweep it off.
Yeah, you can just sweep it off. It's very light.
Lazy man's shovel. All right, we'll be back on Friday to preview the game. Thanks again to Allians. We appreciate you. We'll talk soon. It's Kabali and Mac.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.